Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, a violinist. I'm coming to you because I wanted to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secret to success in technology, music, and business. On Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes, Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and learn the secrets to music and business and success in technology. So please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and on all social networks at LADYZHE. Please pull out your phones right now and follow me on Instagram. I'm gonna give you a moment while you pull out your phone. I want you to pull out your phone. Thank you so much for those who are operating in a spirit of obedience. You can follow me at Instagram at LADYZHE. This week's episode, I am so excited because this woman is amazing. Her name is Deborah Thorne. She is the information diva. She's America's CEO, not CEO. Let me say that again. She's America's CEO, not CEO. She is an international author, coach, trainer, and speaker. She helps motivate women 50 and over transition from employee to entrepreneur. She demystifies business principles and systems. Her service brands include 30 Ways to Make Money While You Sleep, and she trains participants in becoming information empire moguls. Entrepreneurial Woman of Faith. It's a book collaboration designed especially for first-time authors. Her other brand is Get Your Book Done Now, a system for authors to write and publish their books in 90 days. And finally, she is also the founder and the visionary behind upcoming conference called the Leverage Conference, scheduled for December 7th, 2019 at the Crown Plaza hotel right near LAX, as you know. If you have been to LA or live in LA, you definitely know that the Crowne Plaza is a very luxurious hotel, excellent venue. And this conference is going to be saluting so many people. I don't want to steal Deborah's thunder, but without further ado, Deborah Thorne, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And thank you for inviting me to participate with your audience.
Well, I'm so glad that you were able to make time out of your very busy schedule to come and chat with me about the Leverage Conference. For those who are listening, you can learn more about the conference at theleverageconference.eventbrite.com. But Deborah, what made you choose the entrepreneurial path?
Okay. I don't make a good employee. That's the best way to say it. And I didn't realize that. I just knew that when people did things or said things, they just didn't quite make sense, and that I was better at choosing my own path. Tyler Perry gave word to what it is I felt all along. Instead of asking for an invitation to the table, I started building my own tables.
I love that metaphor. I've heard that metaphor as well. I love that. I love, love, love that. And speaking of Tyler Perry, we have to, can't help but be inspired by everything he's doing with his studio. So my question to you, my next question to you, how did you come up with the Information Diva? Why are you the Information Diva?
Okay, so really interesting. I've been always been able to sit and talk with my friends, and they would tell me what they liked to do or what they were good at, and I could figure out a stream of income that you could attach to it. And, you know, this happened repeatedly, and, you know, my prayer was, Lord, there has to be a way to make money doing this. And so I, you know, kind of processed it and came up with the Information Diva. Now, what is really interesting is I always tell people the only thing worse than not having a coach is having the wrong coach. And I had a coach, a pretty high-priced coach, no less, from a major organization. And she told me that the Information Diva was not a good title and that I needed to change it. And I thank God so much that I'm stubborn, and because I was able to tell her, no, all that tells me is that you're not my target market. My target market does understand the Information Diva. I am a diva. Bling is my favorite color. And yet I know a lot of information. I read a lot. I study a lot. And I have information that I could share. Hence
now,
the Information Diva.
Uh-huh. Now, you know, I have to say that when you said that, it just resonated in my soul about, you know, nothing worse than no coach is the wrong coach. That
Absolutely.
Resonated in my soul to my core, because I've been there, done that.
Yes. And I encourage people. I have a three process thing, KPS. I tell people that you should test every coach. Are they knowledgeable about, the K is for knowledge. Are they knowledgeable about what you need them to not be knowledgeable about? Not right. about somebody's system, but are they knowledgeable about what you need? The second is P, personality. Do they have a personality that meshes with your personality? Because everybody ain't for everybody.
Right.
And finally, the S is for style. Do they have a style of delivering information that matches your style of receiving information?
Right.
Because
that KPS,
I'm
a living witness that you shared that with me, and that actually shifted my mindset when it came to business and working with people and clients and staff and everything else. So I think that's some very valuable information. I'm so glad you shared that with our listeners. Now, when you talk about your brand and how you stuck to your guns, you were like, you know, yeah, I see you as a coach, but I think I'm gonna disagree with you on that. So, you know, confidence. How did you get your confidence? as an entrepreneur, as an expert, how did you cultivate your confidence to stand up for yourself?
Well, as I tell my clients, I have a PhD from the School of Hard Knocks, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've made enough mistakes for all of us. I encourage people I work with to make some new mistakes. Don't make rookie mistakes. I've made all the rookie mistakes and I can guide you around it. And it was just, I was just so clear. I was crystal clear about what I wanted to accomplish, not crystal clear about how to accomplish it or the methods, because that took a lot more bumping my head and trying to figure it out. And still I run into that. But just knowing that I knew that I had something that was valuable and I wanted to share it with other people in a way that they could receive it. Mm-hmm. And it's taken me this long to come up with the specific brands, because again, those of us and many of us who are entrepreneurs, when we start telling people what we do, well, I'm an author, I'm a coach, I'm a speaker, I'm a this, I'm a that, and people can't handle that. That's too much information.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So how do I let you know the things that I'm capable of doing, the things that I'm good at doing without overwhelming you, without sounding like a jack of all trades, master of none? And that took me a while to get to. And I think now, I simply tell people I'm the information diva. I'm an international author, coach, trainer, and speaker. And I let that go. And then when we have more of a conversation, then I can tell you how that plays out in different brands based on what they are speaking about. Because again, as entrepreneurs, we have to learn to listen to people and then give them the information that they need or that they want at that time without overwhelming them about all that you do.
Right, right, right. So, I mean, that's pretty amazing. I like the way you have pulled that all together. That is very inspirational. So my question to you, because I know our time is coming to a close, like, what inspired you to start the Leverage Conference?
Well, too often, again, made the rookie mistakes. I see people put all their blood, sweat, tears, heart, money into creating a talk, a book, a product, a service, and they get it all packaged and they're worried about, does their brand look right? Is it the right color? Is the logo straight and all that? And now they have this wonderful thing they consider their baby, and yet nobody buys. And, the tagline for the conference is create it and they will buy is not a strategy for success.
Right. Create it and they will buy is not a effective strategy. Marketing is very important. So my next question is, what do you expect for people to get out of the Leverage Conference, and why should they attend?
Okay, what I am expecting authors, speakers, and entrepreneurs to get is, first of all, an understanding about what leverage is. It's taking what you know or do and finding a way to maybe collaborate with people or finding another way to present it, not simply put it on a shelf and expect people to come by. So me personally, when I'm talking, we've got six different people presenting strategies for leveraging. We've got public relations and marketing and podcasting, someone talking about customer acquisition, maintenance, and retention. And of course, Lady Z, we have you talking about search engine optimization. And then I will be trying to pull it all together, talking about networking, collaboration, and finally, leveraging.
Put you know what? Together. This is a heck of a synergistic event. This is so awesome. I know that Margo and you and I, we all met through the organization Connected Women of Influence, and so this is just going to be an amazing smorgasbord of information to empower entrepreneurs. So, how can people, if they are a speaker, author, or entrepreneur, how can they purchase a ticket to come to this incredible event?
Well, tickets are online, and that is at theleverageconference.eventbrite.com.
Say that one more time.
Sure. Theleverageconference.eventbrite.com.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Well, I am just so happy and proud to be a part of this event, and I'm so glad that you had the opportunity to come on to my podcast this week and speak with my audience. And, you know, I just am so grateful that you guys have been rocking with me thus far. You are listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music while exploring the secrets to success in technology, music, and business. We're on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. And please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and on all social networks at Lady Z. Please pull out your phones and follow me on Instagram at LadyZhe. And also, what's your Instagram, Deborah?
Oh my goodness. Now, you know, that goes that age difference thing. I do have an Instagram. I believe it's The Info Diva, but you know, I encourage my younger listeners to reach out to me through email. Come on, I'm old school. I'm old.
Okay, give us your email. Give us your email.
How about the information diva online at gmail.com?
That's all right. All right. The information diva online at gmail.com. That's awesome. So make sure you connect with the fabulous Deborah Thorne. Make sure you connect with her. And also make sure you check out the Leverage Conference. theleverageconference.eventbrite.com. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.